We are drunk on liberty. Hello, we are Drunk on Liberty. It's Ryan J. and Sarah Nay coming to you live from the Liberty Lounge.
Yo, what's up, bitches?
What are you drunk on tonight, Ryan J?
I am drunk on Liberty and a little bit of Michelob Ultra and some red, red wine. We're always drinking Michelob Ultra.
Because it's good for you. It does the body good, just like milk. That reminds me of Rookie of the Year.
I guess, but it comes from that, you know. I think, doesn't that come from Budweiser whole distributing?
Yeah, that's kind of
gross, but whatever. What are you drunk on, Sarah Renee?
Life.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
On Liberty and on red wine and a couple of Michelob Ultras.
Nice. Sounds pretty good to me.
So.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I want to talk about
some
previous episodes. Mainly episode 2.
Wow, what was wrong with episode 2?
I sound like such a tool.
Gay?
First off,
I'm just kidding.
Not gay. But so much like a tool. And, well, I mean, going back to the first episode when I claimed that I knew everything about Austrian economics, it's very weird. I keep making these weird claims that I know all this shit. And I talk this weird...
Talk.
You know? Yeah.
Well, it's part of being drunk.
Well, that's true. But episode 2, we were very drunk. Both of us.
No!
You included.
Yeah, probably. Story of my life.
Well, we're trying to make a promise for this episode to not talk about schools and schooling. At all, because we had
rambled way weird,
super long.
But I don't even know if that was episode 2 or was that episode
3?
It was
episode 2.
Oh yeah, that was weird.
Yes, it was episode 2. We had a super long, probably 45 minutes, maybe of it. Was
sorry
just
about that. Sorry.
Rambling on and nonsense, drunken, just private schools versus public schools, and I don't know. It just none of it made real much. Any much sense. Now I'm not making sense right here.
Major
but
point.
Also, you decided that you were the singer that night.
Sorry about
tell
that.
Us about that.
That's a lifelong dream of mine. I don't want to do what I'm really doing at the moment. So I guess that's my backup plan, which probably shouldn't be my backup plan because I don't think it's going to happen. Because if I go on any of those... mainstream, X Factor, America's Got Talent, well, America's Idol. I would probably not even get past the first stage, but hey, when I was in high school, my chorus teacher, yes, I was in chorus.
You
it
were
was
in
the
chorus?
Cool thing. Yes, if you do not
you
believe
sure
me, you
that?
Can ask my mom.
Are you sure you were in chorus?
Yes, I was in chorus. And my chorus teacher told me, he was like, thank goodness you were in here because you are one of the better singers. So there you go. And I used
why
to sing in
so
German. I could sing in Spanish. I could sing in many different languages.
Oh, so you can sing in German.
Yes, I'm not going to sing now.
What do you know in German? Whoa.
I don't remember now.
Right
I don't remember now.
Oh.
Now you're putting me on the spot.
I'm putting you.
I can't.
I'm putting you.
I can't. I can't sing in there right now. I'd have to practice it. But I did sing a German song.
Okay,
if you don't believe
me,
you can answer
we out. Didn't prep for that, I guess.
Yes.
So
cannot.
I guess
cannot.
I'll let that slide.
So, sorry about the last couple episodes,
I guess. Well, I also want to talk about episode 3. Like, that was mainly episode 2. We were just super drunk. I don't really have an excuse for episode 3. I did one thing where it's something that I really hate when people do. And I did it. So... who knows why?
What was it?
But it was, I started this statement as, I'm not racist, but, and then I said some shit. But what I said was not even anywhere near
racist.
I mean,
like,
I was explaining a show where they showed a bunch of black ladies that ate walls and ate weird shit.
Oh, yeah.
Strange addiction. I started that off by saying, I'm not racist, but all those ladies were black. Like, okay, yeah. But that's not racist. I don't know.
You mean like my mom today when she said, I was talking to a towel head on the phone. But she laughed. She's like, I'm just kidding, sir. But I'm like, but then it's also the era that she grew up in. Like, that's what they said. My mom is the least. She loves every person. Like, she's talks to people on, like, she'll be talking to the customer. And this is who a person was, a customer service. She found out, she was telling me today, she's like, so I talked to Carson today, and he's from Italy. And I'm like, how do you get his background? Like, when I'm talking to customer service people, the least thing on my mind is what their background is. I just want I want my service completed or done or whatever I'm calling them for. She was just like, oh, and then she calls me back. She's like, sorry, I didn't get to talk to Carson, but I talked to Reed. Like my mom, like, develops this relationship. But I guess it's good because then she gets what she wants and more, but.
She's very personable.
She's very personable. A little too personable. I apparently don't have that, but I wish I kind of did. I get more things, I guess.
I think you do. Way more than I do.
Yeah, I guess so.
But also, anyways. I wanted to mention, well, first off, we need to let them know where they can get a hold of us, see us, hear us.
Yeah, they don't want to see us right now. But not that we're ugly or anything, we're beautiful. But just we don't have pictures of us right now, or we don't have a live feed. You can get us on drunkonliberty.com or Podomatic. You can download us or iTunes now. You can start downloading us off iTunes.
Are we on there? Did we?
Yeah,
we didn't check that out.
And actually, my iTunes just started downloading it because when I pulled it up to look at some songs today, it was downloading one, and I was like, "What is it downloading?" Sweet. And then I looked, and it said "Drunk on Liberty" episode 3.
So yeah, I guess all you have to do is type in "Drunk on Liberty" into the iTunes store.
We were and there we are. Moved by iTunes.
There we are. I don't know why.
So there's a few ways you can get a hold of us.
Yeah, and
Twitter.
Yeah, we do have a Twitter.
And
Drunk
we have
on
a
Liberty.
Google Plus.
We have a G Plus, but G Plus doesn't allow you to just be a full name thing. So our first name is Drunk. Our last name is On Liberty, two words. So I don't know if that would change the way you search. Probably just type in Drunk on Liberty and it'll pop up, I'm sure.
But just in case it does, that's what you have to do.
That's where. And on our website, you can contact us. You click the contact tab. We've added a new tab. It's the links tab. We're going to try and link to as much as we can remember what we talk about.
Yeah.
We'll try and link to it on that page.
So some of the stuff we've already linked on there, we haven't actually talked about yet. So we're going to talk about it on this episode. But yeah, there's some cool stuff. We sat there, last night or the night before? And
a couple nights.
Yeah, and added some stuff on there so you guys can kind of
Eventually that site is going to look a lot better, and we'll get things added.
What are you talking about? It's awesome.
Yeah, it could be.
Everything can always be better.
And I still haven't figured out the favicon that I was talking about in episode 2, but I don't think I ever will.
It's fine. It's fine. I like it the way it is.
But, so those are the ways to contact us. I also wanted to bring up that in the last 2 episodes, you may have heard an extra voice coming in, and that was via a soundboard, and it was Jim Rome, and I'm sure a lot of people don't know who that is, but he's a sports radio guy. And he has an awesome radio show that I used to listen to all the time. I haven't listened to in a while, but it's a really cool radio show. He does a lot of cool drops and funny shit during his show, too. And I don't know. I just like him because his name's Jim Rome. So it's like J. Rome.
Oh.
Like Jerome.
Oh, Ryan J.
Yeah, Ryan J.
Guess you can figure that one out. So.
All right.
Are you done bitching about the last episode?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm good on that now. So what do we got? What's on the beat?
I don't know. We have a few things.
Oh, I wanted to start off.
Oh, okay.
I have a little question for Sarah Renee.
Okay, what is it?
Let me first take a drink of my Michelob Ultra, so Say okay. something.
Earth is beautiful. That's what I'll say while you're taking a drink. Okay. When you look from space, it looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, yeah. You're talking about that new, that little...
Yeah, little Google Plus thing that you can see, and it looks like it's
Well, rotating. It wasn't a Google Plus thing. It was a time-lapse video or something from the space station.
Kind of makes you sick after you look at it for a
while.
Well,
it's just going too fast.
Yeah, but it's quite cool.
They should have just
slowed it down. All right, so what's the question?
All right. Well,
I'm nervous.
Well, it's just because I've been hearing... It's been talked about lately on Free Talk Live. It's this other radio show that I listen to that's awesome.
Way better than us. So if you'd like us, then way you better check out them because they're way better.
Well, yeah, we have like 10 listeners, I think.
But whatever.
No.
Let's not focus on numbers.
Anyways, I don't know. There's this one girl that's on that show somewhat regularly. And
Meg?
Not Meg.
Oh, okay.
Stephanie. And she has a problem with being called girl or chick, you know. She wants to be called woman and is will get in like an uproar. Well, not
really?
An uproar. It's I'm making it too dramatic.
Yeah.
It's not that crazy, but she will be like, well, first off, don't call me a girl.
Like, okay, you know? She just is very, tune with what they're saying.
I just wanted to ask you, like, are you offended, like, if I, or if someone, whatever, calls you a girl, or calls you a chick, or calls you a woman, or calls you a bitch, but not bitch as in, like, a derogatory, like, what's up, bitch? Or, you know, what's up, bitches, like I say to these people. What's up, bitches? Or... How about, and another word I want to add in there, cunt. How do you feel about the word cunt?
That hurts a little bit.
Even.
Well, no, can I, well, you're asking
okay.
me, can
go
I?
Go ahead.
Can I
well, because I wanted to add to it. Also, in the same question, like, what's the word for a guy that, you know, like these girls
is
get offended.
To cunt?
Yeah, or, you know, something
well,
like
okay, so
would
let me answer
dick?
The first one,
okay.
and then I'll answer the second one.
Go for it.
So. I know I'm not offended by that. I mean, I am a girl. Like, yeah, I am also a woman, though, because I guess
well,
cause I'm after
I guess
18, I'm a woman, I guess.
How old are you first?
25.
And you don't... Wow. yeah, I'm a little drunk. You have no problem being called a girl at the age of 25.
No, because think about it. When I'm 45, I was called a girl, I'd probably feel pretty good about that because
right,
I'm 40
right, I'm
and
sure.
someone thinks I'm a girl. So, no... I mean, and think, like, you've said to your guy friends, oh, this is my girl. Like, this is my girlfriend. But you
right.
don't say girlfriend. Like, oh, this is my girl. Like, so that's
yeah.
fine, too. Like, it's the way you
yeah.
say it, though. Like, it's, and.
And I think it would sound weird for me to say, this is my woman.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it.
Nah, I don't like
woman.
That either. Like, I like,
this
I'd rather you say, oh, this is my girl. Like, because it's
like
close
that.
To girlfriend.
It sounds
so,
good.
Yeah, I think
like
that sounds fine. Yeah. And it's a smooth talking.
It's just short.
If someone said. I actually find woman it kind of a little bit more like, oh,
old.
You're my woman.
You're
not
elderly.
Even old, but like
no? okay.
kind of like rude in a way. Like, oh, you're my woman. Like, I'm your bitch. Like, not like bitch like you're a, you know, like, but like you're a bitch. So you're my woman because you're my bitch because you're going to do what I say. Like, that's how I see woman as.
My
I don't
woman.
Like being called a woman.
Yeah, I could see that. My woman compared to my girl. It's totally
my
different.
Girl
my woman
seems
sounds
like,
more like you are.
Think about the movie My
owner.
Girl.
Right, but
but I'm saying like my girl seems a little bit more like I care about you. You're because think about it, like if you had a daughter, she'd be your girl. Like I have a little girl. Daddy say I have a little
right,
girl,
right.
and not that you think of me as your daughter, but you're my girl. So that means like you care about me. Like
right.
I'm your girl. So I prefer that than you're my woman. Like you're my bitch. You do shit for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
that's
kind of what
I
hear.
That's kind of how I feel.
My like. Woman.
So I'd rather
too.
Be called my girl than
yeah.
my woman,
yeah.
personally. And so I don't know. Like, yeah, I am a woman technically because my age says I'm a woman, but I don't wouldn't like to be called that. And if I'm 40 and you call me my girl, I'd rather be called my girl because it makes me feel young. So I disagree
okay.
with her statement, but if that's how she likes
okay.
it, then that's fine.
No, I know it's all up to whoever wants
and then,
it, but. But to get mad when someone calls you that
yeah.
and they don't know
yeah.
what you want
that's
to be
silly.
Called, that seems
that's silly
weird to me.
Because like
But I
they don't
I could
understand
see.
Your. They don't know what you're feeling. They don't know you personally to know that. So then you shouldn't get upset with someone that doesn't know you personally.
I could see as soon as they say that to you, and then you say, "Well, I actually please don't call me that. I prefer this." And then they keep calling you.
Yes, I can see you
that.
Getting upset.
Then
that.
Yes, you, mm-hmm. you know, come on, they're now, not. They're not. You know, they're not agreeing to your terms.
Now, if someone else would call me girl besides you, I might get be like, "I'm not your girl, so don't call me that." Like, in a sense, because like I'm not their girl, I'm your girl. Does that make sense? Like, but I wouldn't get mad at them. I'd just be like, "That's kind of weird that you're."
But
calling
is
me
that
like
ownership?
Girl.
Now you're implying like ownership, like I own you.
No, I'm not saying that you own me, but I'm saying
that
like
you're my girl, but not anyone else's girl. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, I'm my daddy's girl.
Well, but I'm just saying you just said.
But like you know how some guys, and I guess like I just take it. I'm not saying every girl does. I kind of, and I'm not saying you own me. I'm just saying that like you're my guy, so I call you like, oh, this is my guy or whatever. But I'm not saying like I own you. I'm just saying like we've. Like,
I was just asking
what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we agreed, but not the word agreed. I'm not looking for that word. What's the word that means the same? Like we agree that we're in a relationship together. So like, consensus. I don't want to say that, but I'm just saying that like, we're you know like we agree like we're in this relationship together. So technically, yes, you are my guy and I am your girl. I'm not going with anyone else, right?
Right.
I'm trying to think of a better word than that agreement. So that's why I'm saying like if any other guy besides you would say that, I'd be like, well, no, I'm not your girl. I'm Ryan. James
what if
girl.
Another girl said it too?
Oh, well, then that's fine.
Oh, that's my girl. Sarah's just my girl.
Well, because she's meaning it in a different way. She's right. I'm her girlfriend, like, and yeah. not like right. that. So that's fine.
Okay. So. Okay,
but then my second question was, right? The second question you had was like, well, what's the word for a guy? Because like bad word cunt for
right,
a girl.
But. I was also including bitch in there. What's your? Do you have any problems with bitch?
It's all how you say it.
Right.
It's
that's
really
what
all
I was
how you say.
Say
it. If you say it the way you say it, like, hey, my bitches, how you doing tonight? Like, yeah. It's fine. But if you're like, you're a freaking bitch, then that's different.
Right.
It's all how you say it.
Right. And that's, is it the same way with cunt at all? Mm-hmm. Or can you say cunt and
if you have
be
an understanding between a person that says, oh, you're my cunt, like, and you have that understanding?
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that.
No,
though,
but I'm saying if there's people out there that have that understanding where, like, that's just how you address each other, then that's fine. If you're, you know, in agreement that that's how you're going to talk to each other, then that's fine. But if you randomly go up and be like, you're a cunt, then that can be taken. That's not right either.
Right.
It's all in how you say it. And.
But
it is.
Well, and because I would say.
It's just like the N-word.
Well,
if you think about it. It is.
No, I think the N-word's way worse than that.
It's all how you say it. Because what if you go, oh, hold on.
Right, but.
And then.
No, but.
And then,
I would,
but you're like, you're a.
But you could also say stuff about, like, a writer or something. You're reading some article that's. Like dogging on Ron Paul or a hardcore, and you could be like, that writer's kind of cunty. This article is cunty. I would say that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just means it's kind of bitchy or, you know, it's kind of, you know.
It's all in how you say it, truly, it is. And then it's all in the understanding
but
that
I wouldn't
people have
say,
about that word.
But I wouldn't, at the same time, I wouldn't say this article is inwardy. You know?
What I was saying with the N-word was like it's how you say it. Because people can go like, oh, you my oh, how's my N-word doing? And then but then other people will be like, you're a N-word. Then do you see how I'm saying it's all every word is how you say it. And what is in a word anyway?
It's just words.
It's like William
so
Shakespeare.
Weird.
A rose like, and a rose. Like what's
and it's
in a
so
name?
Weird that white people can't say that N-word. And that's why we call it the N-word.
And that's
but then by saying N-word, we're making people think
it's bad
that
word.
Yeah.
We're
making people think of that word,
yeah.
though. So we should stop talking about the N-word.
I don't agree with
it.
Okay, anyways. But
so.
This one, that's one of my pet peeves is I think we should be allowed to say that word just as any black person should be allowed to say that word. It doesn't mean because I say that I'm thinking, like, it's a word. It's a freaking word. Someone along the way made that word a bad word. And so now everyone.
During slavery.
Yes.
During slavery.
But now everyone thinks it's a bad word. But get over it. No offense. Just get over the word and move on. Because you know
what?
In the end, it's just a
word. All
words.
All words, though.
It's just a word. Get over it. And I'm probably going to lose any colored person is listening to this, they're probably like, "Ah, she's a bitch." But whatever, get well, over it.
We had 10 listeners.
Get over it.
Which was up from last time, so.
So, yeah, that, I get mad when people get mad about words, but it's how you say it. It's not about the word, it's how you say that word, ultimately.
Well,
that's my
feelings.
And
people see words totally different all the time, and we see that in the Liberty mindset anyway, like free markets. People,
true,
you know, call, you know, blame the free market on the whole housing bubble and thing. And that was clearly government intervention. How is that a free market, you know? So it's like,
when
get your language right.
In anything, it's not free
when
market.
You're going to talk about something, get your language right, you know?
Yeah. And part of like learning what people think, it's all part of relationships in general too. Like you get to like understand what a person thinks and feels, and then you know what to say and not to say to that person. And then if you say the wrong thing, you're going to take the consequence of it. We learned that. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, like I said, it's just how you say the word. So all right. You want to move on?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to ask.
No,
about
I'm glad
that,
you did ask
so,
that because yeah, like I said, I don't care if you're calling me. I'd rather you call me a girl or a lady rather than a woman. And
not the, my bitch.
Yeah, no, don't call me that.
Smack my bitch up. What about that song? Prodigy? It's a good song.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Smack my bitch
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's a great
but
song. Great
I'm
video.
I'm not saying the song's bad. I just don't like smack my bitch up part of it. And then like I said, I wouldn't want someone calling me that, but it also is how you say it to me, too.
But what if you're using it to describe something? That's cunty.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
then that's fine.
That's,
I don't mind that.
That's.
But if you were like, you're a cunt, then I would not be happy with
or
that.
Or if I'm, I guess, like, she's acting like a cunt. What's wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that?
I'd rather. Why don't you just say bitch, then?
Well, because sometimes I like that word better than bitch. It just sounds
okay,
better.
I'm going to give you a thing.
So,
here's
you don't equate them? Bitch and cunt? So
I guess I
you
do,
think
but
one's
I would
worse?
Prefer you to say bitch. So,
well, so you
for
don't
future reference,
them.
Ryan, instead of saying cunt, like you're being a cunt, you should say, sorry, you're being a bitch.
Well, I'm just saying. So you don't equate them. You think bitch is
no,
better than cunt.
No, I'm just saying, I guess like I understand they mean the same thing, but if you're going to ask me what I prefer,
that's what
out
I'm
of
saying.
The two,
so
I would
you
say
do.
I prefer bitch.
Why?
I don't know.
Can you tell me
probably
why?
Because
is there a reason?
Just growing up, I was just taught that the C word was worse than the B word growing up. Because technically, bitch means a female dog.
Technically.
What does cunt mean?
Pussy. Vagine.
So you're being a pussy then?
You're being
like,
a vagine.
So I'd rather you call me a bitch than a cunt. That's my reasoning behind it.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
So does that make sense? I mean, I proved my point. Okay, so our next segment we're going into after our questionnaire from Ryan J.
Wait, I have an intro.
Oh, okay, go.
Are we ready for it?
Yes, go.
Here we go.
That's what she said.
That's what she said news.
We will get a better intro, but that's
oh, you gotta love Steven Carell.
Well, I know it may be still him, but there's much better out there. I'm
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Okay, so our first That's What She Said report is about a woman arrested for sitting. And I'm not kidding you. A cop arrested.
Sitting.
Yes, a cop arrested a disabled woman, not even just a regular, like a disabled person, and it was a woman, for sitting in Atlanta.
So read me the story, please.
I'm going to read you. It's a short story, so I'm going to read it to you guys as quickly as possible.
She was sitting, and she was disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And she got arrested for it.
Yes. A disabled Atlanta woman says she was sitting outside and waiting for the ice cream man. So she could have been a little bit slower, but anyways, doesn't matter. When a cop showed up and ordered her to move. And she was probably on her own property, so this is weird. When she refused, because she wasn't in anyone's way, she was just sitting there, or doing anything wrong, the cop allegedly manhandled her and caused her to fall to the ground. Then he brought her a medium-sized cone. What the hell? Like, he bought her a cone.
He slammed her
after
to the ground?
After he slammed her against the ground, yes. Oh, now I feel guilty.
Trying to make up for
oh,
it.
Shut up. You're
after
stupid.
Using my violence, that's
so,
the only
wait,
thing
no.
I know how to use.
Wait, no. The officer did not buy his charge. 40-year-old Sequita Walker. He didn't buy her any ice cream cones, so he was just a lie. He didn't buy her a nice camera. They were doing a joke on here. He didn't do anything.
Okay.
He was trying to make a cop seem good, but he didn't do it.
I see.
I tricked you. Okay. even though she suffered from severe joint pain and limited motion and could probably use a break. That's what he said. Instead, he arrested her for disorderly conduct. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Okay, apparently she was acting in a disorderly manner by being a disabled woman who was asserting her right to sit in a metal chair in a vacant lot with three other people while waiting for a frozen dessert.
Did he slam all those other three people to the ground?
Her attitude, if gone unchecked, could have inspired other emboldened disabled ice cream lovers in Atlanta to stick it to the man. And who knows, lead to a riot or something. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Thomas had to take shift action, as the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports. So that must be their newspaper. Thomas grabbed Walker's wrist and twisted her arm, causing her to fall to the concrete, unable to get up on her own. Walker said an ambulance was called to transport Walker to Grady Memorial Hospital, where she received treatment for a shoulder injury sustained when she hit the ground.
Why? Okay, just a second. Why do they always escalate every situation?
Okay.
She was obviously sitting there.
Can I talk about some experience? Okay, I've taken I don't like to admit this, but I've taken a restraint course before. And the first thing in my course, he says, we don't do what cops do. That's what they say to me. He goes, we try to de-escalate the situation. So we try to talk to them. And then when they physically hurt you at some point, then you restrain them. But we don't even restrain them where you can't. My restraint is like, it's physical, obviously, because you're restraining them.
You grab them, though.
But you grab them and you hold them tight.
You don't slam
where they can't,
them.
Yeah. You hold them against your. So basically, you're using your body against their body. You're not holding them against the ground. You're not holding them against a wall. You're holding them against your body. You're just basically holding them until they can calm themselves down enough to not want to physically hurt you. I'm not kidding. They tell you in this restraint course is we do not do what cops do. Like, that's what they tell you. And so basically, we don't throw you to the ground because that just further escalates the situation. Like, that's just silly. Whatever. So then it says, after her release from the hospital, Walker got to spend the night in jail for no reason because the charge against her was dropped. Oh, and because she didn't do anything illegal.
Wow.
A letter from the Atlanta Citizens Review Board, which claims Walker's complaint suggests that Thomas enjoyed arresting people for disorderly conduct. 27 out of the 38 arrests he made in a 5-month period were for that very crime, in fact. So he arrested, out of the 38 people he arrested in 5 months, 27 of them were for what she did.
Jesus Christ.
Seriously, he's a maniac. He needs
Why does he still have a job?
Exactly. Because they don't care.
They do what they want. That's
exactly.
Why.
And then apparently the Atlanta PD hasn't determined whether to discipline Thomas or pressure his colleagues to make more disorderly conduct arrests.
Of course they haven't, because they're not going to, because they do what the hell they want.
Of course, they're going to get paid no matter what, because they're getting paid
violent,
by the tax dollars.
They're a violent monopoly.
I should call my cousin in Atlanta and tell him to protest.
God, that's ridiculous.
She was disabled.
Is there on wherever you're seeing that, is there a
Gawker
video of it? Video caught of him slamming her to the ground?
I'm looking.
Probably not.
There's just a picture. No, I think
it was just
a picture. It would be right up there.
Yeah, it'd probably be on there. Or
it was just a picture.
It would have definitely made it to a cop block.
But you might be able to check at WSPTV.com because that's the channel that this photo was taken from, and it's in Atlanta. So
or copblock.org because
they might be on there too.
Have a ton of videos of bad cops. And there are a lot of bad guys.
Yeah, there's no video on that one. But, it's just sad. I mean, she was just waiting for the ice cream truck. I mean, like a little kid would be sitting on the corner waiting for an ice cream truck. What's the difference? So he's going to slam a little kid against the ground because he's waiting for the ice cream truck? We have ice cream trucks going up and down the road from where we live.
What it was, I'm sure, was the cop came up to her and said, you need to move, or said something. And she was like, what? No, I always sit here. I'm just going to sit here. I'm not moving. I can't get up. And so it's this whole...
she resisted.
No,
she resisted.
No.
I can't do it.
It's contempt of cop is what it's... What?
Well, couldn't they say she resisted the order of a cop? But she physically couldn't get up because she's disabled.
But I'm saying the cop will ask her to get up, and then she will not be obedient. That's the problem. These cops have a problem with people who are not obedient to their authority.
Kind of like teachers. Okay, we're not going to go to school tonight. We already talked about that. Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's kind of the teachers. But okay, so the next news story
on that
we have. Yep, the next news story we have.
What else we got?
Is
I think Jay just took a poop.
Don't think about that. Jay,
just saying.
Stop. Oh, my God, he has a boner.
Smell,
he has a boner.
Are we talking about that now?
No, but okay, for future, we will be talking about cat boners in the future. He has a boner, and I can see it. He's totally spread eagle. Oh, my God, now he's running away. Okay, anyways.
Okay. Shit, I
and
swear.
Now he has a boner. That's so creepy. He's probably from that kitty outside he sees.
Man.
Okay, anyways. So, man arrested at Large Hadron Collider.
What? Collider.
Collider.
Hadron Collider.
Oh, Collider.
Collider.
Claims he's from the future. Wow. So anyways, let me say that normally.
This, well, say when it's from, because this is from like
2010,
a year.
April 2010.
April 2010.
So man arrested at Large Hadron Collider claims he's from the future. So this is something, a guy was arrested basically because he's claiming from he's from the future.
Is it a long story? You don't have to read the whole thing if it's long.
Let me see. I'm trying to check. No, not really. It's not. I guess I can summarize it. I'll look at it real quick.
Well, I guess I have to fill in the.
Go ahead.
With what?
It's in Switzerland, right? It was in
Switzerland. I can make a challenge while you are.
All right, challenge.
Doing that. I wanted to do this. There is this podcast that I listen to. It's called Wheels Off Liberty. And they're pretty good podcasts. They are way funnier than us, but I want to make a challenge to them on being drunker than us.
I don't think they can
be. Bring it on, bitches. We will drink you under the table, unless you break out your little Jack Daniels crap, because I don't drink the Jack Daniels. They like drinking.
I drink Jack.
They're those rednecks. And they drink that Jack Daniels and such. But if we could go,
the red one.
We should just go beer to beer. That's what I'm saying. Cheap.
They should do Century Club with us.
I know they drink cheap, shitty beer like we like to do. And
Keystone Light, Bush
Light. I think they're into the PBR and Bud Light, whatever. They just drink whatever the cheap beer is. But bring it. Wheels Off Liberty. Challenge.
And I'm a girl, and I could take you on.
No Jack Daniels.
I should challenge him in a flip cup tournament.
Oh, you are the kick-ass flip cup.
I am, and I have it on
flip
video.
Flip B cup champion.
No, flip cup.
But I'm damn good, too.
Yes, but
if
I can still beat you.
Okay, but listen, I flip it first time every time. Have you noticed me ever to miss it? I did
really
witness
pay attention
you.
To you. I'm paying attention to what I'm doing.
But I'm saying, when you took on that other friend that we had over here, I witnessed you miss a few times. And if I would have been there taking you on,
right,
bam,
you
would have been done.
You, Ryan J.
I'm just saying.
Apparently, last time I challenged you, I won.
He totally took a shit, Jay. Wow.
You should
we need
be
to spray
Jay
something.
Rizzle.
I'm going to have to leave this. Are you gonna?
Anyways, I'm
gonna
start talking
about
this
article.
Okay, start
talking about that. I'm gonna go.
Disruptive
take care of this smell.
Shit, Wheels Off Liberty crap and flippy cup. Anyways, so basically, this man was arrested in Switzerland because he claimed he was from the future. Apparently, this Mr. Cool was strangely dressed, and he claimed he had traveled from the future looking for fuel. He needed fuel for his machine. What else? Apparently then, after he claimed he was from the future, he was then arrested and was taken to a severe mental health facility because of his claims.
I wonder if
and
he's
then,
really
but later
from
disappeared
the
from his, disappeared from his cell phone. Police are baffled, but not that bothered, apparently.
Watching Torchwood makes me think maybe he's actually from the future.
Yeah, so apparently possibly. This guy claims he's from the future. It says like something about Mountain Dew in here. Do you know what that was about?
Mountain Dew.
It says, the LHC successfully collided particles at record force earlier this week, a milestone Mr. Cool was attempting to disrupt by stopping supplies of Mountain Dew to the experiment's vending machines. He also claimed responsibility for the infinite Sabotage in November of last year. So apparently there's a Sabotage sometime in Switzerland. But I don't know how real this is or
well, he did get arrested, but that was a couple years ago or a year ago or whatever.
It's in April of, over a year ago. Yeah, so a year and a half ago. But so time travel could be possible.
Well, also, I guess I should bring up this article now because it kind of goes with that. Scientist. I just call them they. I'll refer to it as they. Usually it'll be like they have found a new planet or they whatever. But scientists have, and I don't know when they did it, but this article came out today. And they have broken the speed of light barrier. They, I'll just read the beginning of this. Physicist on the team that measured particles traveling faster than light said Friday they were as surprised as their skeptics about the results, which appear to violate the laws of nature as we know them. Albert Einstein was wrong. Hundreds of scientists packed an auditorium at one of the world's foremost laboratories on the Swiss-French border to hear how a subatomic particle, the neutrino, was found to have outrun light and confounded the theories of Albert Einstein. To our great surprise, we found an anomaly. An anomaly is a mild way of putting it, someone else said. Going faster than the light is something that is just not supposed to happen, according to Einstein's 1905 special theory of relativity. The speed of light, 186,282 miles per second. Damn, that's fast. Has long been considered a cosmic speed limit. And it kind of goes with the traveling in time, because if you can go fast, if you can even just go the speed of light and you travel away from Earth at the speed of light and you go a certain distance and then come back to Earth in that same speed of light from your distance, you will come back to an Earth that's like in the future. You will have essentially that's traveled weird. Time. I don't understand it, but I've watched many documentaries and such about it, and it makes sense, I guess. But who knows? I don't know much about it. But I just thought I'd bring that up since it kind of went with that. So they traveled 60 nanoseconds faster than light, which is 60 billionth of a second. So, and it said a time no human brain could even register.
How are they registering it then?
With their machines and such. You know, they shot this neutrino beam 454 miles underground from Geneva to Italy. You could say it's peanuts, but it's not. It's something that we can measure rather accurately with a small uncertainty. So there is a small uncertainty, I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of Italy...
Kind of surprising. It's kind of big. That's kind of a big story. Nobody's ever been able to break the speed of light.
It's amazing. They broke if you the think speed about of sound. It's amazing.
They've been able to break the speed of sound. They did that a long time ago, but not the speed of light until now.
Speaking of Italy, It's Always Sunny in Philly, episode 2.
You
need to check that out. I'm just going to leave it at that. We'll talk about Italy and Jersey, so that's all that's...
Check out It's Always Sunny in Philly altogether.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
One of the greatest shows
Green
ever.
Green Man.
It's amazing.
Okay. Sorry,
especially
I had to
plug
it.
While you are drunk on Liberty.
Yeah. Do it on a night that you can drink because it's so much better. Okay. Anyways, are we moving on? Are we ready for the next one? The next news girls. That's what she said story?
Yes, please.
Okay. So next one is about the Georgia... and how they executed Troy Davis, who apparently was guilty of killing an off-duty police officer. So I'm just going to... The article that I have here is short, so I'm going to read it all because I think it'd be important to read it all.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get the background in case you've never heard of this case, but I'm pretty sure you probably have heard this.
Yeah, everybody's
Troy Davis was put to death by lethal injection late Wednesday for the 1989 murder of an off-duty police officer, maintaining his innocence until the end after convincing thousands of it, but not the justice system. Davis was declared dead at 11:08 p.m. Eastern Time. A police officer said his execution, which began at 10:53 p.m., came after a three-hour hold while the Supreme Court considered a late request for a stay. In the end, the court refused to stop the execution despite calls from former President Jimmy Carter and Pope Benedict and others. Davis's attorneys say 7 of 9 key witnesses arrested him recanted all or parts of their testimony, but state and federal judges repeatedly ruled against granting him a new trial. Media witnesses said that on his deathbed, Davis told the family of his slain officer, Mark, I don't know how to say his last name.
McPhail, I think.
Yeah, McPhail, that's right. That he was very sorry for their loss, but that he wasn't responsible for his death. "It's not my fault. I did not have a gun," he said, while strapped to a gurney, according to witness Rhonda Cook at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. "I did not personally kill your son, father, or brother," he said, reported. So, I mean, this just tells you how much the court system doesn't care. I mean, like Jimmy Carter, not that I'm saying Jimmy Carter was a great president, but like a president calling and saying, please reconsider your verdict. Well, the Pope. Okay. Oh my God. The Pope calling and saying, please reconsider your verdict. Like,
well, it's because, this happened in 1989 and they've already tried to send him to have him killed. I think a couple other times. I can't remember what it was.
It didn't say in here.
But he was granted a stay each time. There was at least two more times before that where he was going to be killed, and they granted him the stay because they wanted to review it again. And this time they did not.
They just didn't.
But the big reason why this should have been at least granted a stay is because the witnesses that implicated him at first back in 1989, they came out, they later claimed to have been coerced and said that they lied because that was what police and prosecutors wanted. So and then after they did that, the same, you know, prosecutors and, you know, judges in the state, whatever, came back and said that, oh, now they're unreliable witnesses. But they were perfectly reliable when they
when they originally convicted him.
Got him convicted. But now that they want to change their story, now all of a sudden they're unreliable. No, we have to have our conviction. We have to kill this guy. Like,
oh my God.
And this just takes it a little further. Is like, I want to talk about the death penalty altogether. It's like, I don't think, I mean, I believe in restitution for, actual victim crimes. And I know you can't restitute someone if you kill them. You can't restitute them at all. But you should have to restitute a family of someone if you kill them as best as you can. Whether that means becoming, their indentured servitude to them, the family, or whatever it is, you owe some duty of restitution to them. And what kind of restitution is the family of this cop getting? Yes, he killed a cop. Maybe.
Or
who
didn't
knows?
Kill a cop.
But whatever. Let's say he did.
Okay, let's say he did.
What does that family get now?
Nothing. He died. Oh, great.
Do
so
you really
he died.
Think they feel better now that they've caused
the
another
part.
Death?
Their tax dollars paid to keep him in jail since 89. So how many years is that?
Well,
23
death
years?
Row, death row.
24 years?
Well, and that's what I'm saying.
No, 22 years.
It costs a lot more to have someone on death row because there are constant appeals going on, and there's all this runaround.
They had to pay for him, basically, to be in there. So there's nothing. If anything, you're getting screwed over even more. So what the hell?
You are a double victim. You've been victimized because your cop, really, son, brother, husband, whatever, has been killed by someone. And the state says it's this person. But the witnesses retract their statements and say, no, it wasn't him. And you're just supposed to... I mean, how are you going to feel better because this person dies?
You're not.
When there's all this doubt? Even if there wasn't doubt, how does... Even if it was clear that he killed him and it was totally true, and then so the state decides to kill him, what do you get?
Nothing.
You just paid since 1989 to keep him in death row and paid a lot more because it costs a lot more in death row. Like, what are you getting? You're getting nothing. You're getting victimized twice. You lost your son, your husband, your brother, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You lost him. And now you have to pay to keep his so-called killer in jail. And
then Davis, actually, he had asked his family and the people that did support him to dig deeper into the case after his death so that you could find the real truth.
Well, I heard that he said something. He wants to end the death penalty.
Well, this is what this article says. So,
or at least end the state being the conveyor of who dies and who lives.
Well, because they try to make it seem like, oh, it's the people's choice. It's the people's choice. Well, obviously it's not, because they wanted to come back and say, no, this is the truth. Like, we lied. We were, you know, corrupted by
the prosecutor,
the police, you know,
the prosecutor.
But they wouldn't do it.
Witnesses later claim to have been coerced and said that they lied because that was what police and prosecutors wanted.
It's almost like if only one of them would have just freaking told the truth.
And then once they came back with that, suddenly those same conveyors of truth had become unreliable. See, first these witnesses were called the conveyors of truth. They were bringing they were bringing justice to this guy. And all of a sudden, when they retract their statements and say what was actually happening, all of a sudden, they are unreliable. And likewise, those wearing the black robes of judges came to the same conclusion. Those are unreliable witnesses. Well, then, if they are unreliable, then how can you rely on them to kill someone? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No,
they have been deemed unreliable. So how can you still bank on their first witness accounts if they are unreliable? You have deemed them unreliable, so you should not kill the dude. Makes no sense. The state makes no sense ever.
You can't see me, but I'm shaking my head. It's just, it's sad, but it's also like makes me nervous because it just proves like how fucked up the system is and how it shouldn't even be a part of the system.
I understand how people could feel that way. Like, I mean, I've never lost someone to murder or something like that. I'm sure I would be very upset at whoever would murder someone close to me or something.
Of course you would.
But I don't believe in the state deciding who that was that did it and then killing them. Because what is that going to help? How is that going to help me in my life? That's going to bring more negativity. Now I have to deal with I was a part of killing someone. You know?
Yeah.
Do you not agree with me?
No, I agree. So you're basically doing what he did. Like, in a sense, like, okay, yeah, he killed. Let's say someone kills me.
But I'm just saying.
Let's just say someone comes and murders me or whatever. Yeah, you're going to be pissed and you would be like, yeah, an eye for an eye, whatever. But initially, you're going to be like, what? You know, initially, your first thought would be, I want to kill this person.
If it was in the house while I was there, I would kill the person.
But I'm saying, like, emotions are crazy. People's emotions are crazy. You want to hurt that person. Not necessarily kill that person, but have that person hurt as much as you feel hurt inside for losing the person
they
cared about.
Being defensive. If it was, like I said, if it was in the house while I was there, and like I was far away, but oh, some dude was killing you. I would run over there, and he would have killed you. But then okay. I would fucking kill him.
Okay, what I'm talking. Okay, happen. What I'm talking about is like, if for instance, like you found me dead. Like you weren't here. You found me dead. Right. Originally,
that's,
you would be
that
like,
part I don't want.
Can you just let me finish?
That's what I'm saying.
Originally, you would say like people in general. Maybe I shouldn't say you. In general, most people would be like, whoever did this, you know, I want them to feel as much pain as I feel right now. Like, that's what they would feel. Like, not, I'm not saying they necessarily want them dead. They just wanted them to feel as much pain as they were feeling at that time. To know someone that they cared about is now dead because of them. Now, I understand what you're saying is that if you put them into this system, you're going to be paying for their punishment. Like, that's not what you want. You'd rather them have to serve you and repay you.
And your family.
And the family.
Not just me.
No, I'm saying, and I probably shouldn't say just you, but like
right.
whoever's related to that person.
Right.
And repay the people that are related to that person. Instead of putting them in jail that they're paying taxes for, and so now they're getting basically hurt twice, because not only did they lose someone that they cared about, but now they're paying for that person that hurt, killed that person to be in jail, and they're giving them three meals a day, and they have access to weightlifting.
Unless they're
and,
in Tent City.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying besides that, but they have like access to three meals a day, and they have access to weightlifting, and yeah, it sucks you're in jail, you can't really leave, but it's
TV?
Not horrible.
They have TV. And
they have
such.
TVs. Come on. And it's free. Like, because
they get free
the taxpayers are paying for it.
It's not great healthcare, but they do get
they
free
They get something.
They get free
it's,
healthcare.
It's ridiculous. So, in a sense, you should have something. It's like you said, some restitution. In a sense, for those, the relatives or victim, you know, the people that are close to the victim.
Plus, there's just so many people that don't, they come back and they're found innocent afterwards.
Yeah, that's true, too.
They're exonerated.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would you just go straight to, especially when there's so much doubt. In this case, there was so much doubt. Why would you just go through with it? Why would you not just wait? Let's just wait. Let's see, you know. What's it hurting? We mm-hmm. can keep them in the cage and we can still steal all this money, tax money, to pay for it, because that's what they do. And
uh-huh.
I would have been much better with that instead of going through with it and killing an innocent man. I'm betting he's pretty innocent. And there's
so then what are you going to do for an innocent man's family? What can you do about that? Oh, we're sorry that we killed your husband.
They won't even say that.
No.
But
you're not gonna do shit.
Also, I wanted to mention... there's this really good movie. I don't know if you've seen it. I have it. The Life of David Gale.
I've seen that, yeah.
With Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Really good fucking movie about, you know, someone who's on death row who didn't, he was a total innocent man. Really good movie.
And
that shit happens.
And that's the thing that's.
And it happens a lot.
Scary. Because who knows, you could just be at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all it
yep.
takes. And that's the scary part. That is.
And my whole issue is why part. Would you want the state, the government, being the purveyor of who's innocent and who's guilty when
and
they're dropping bombs on women and children that are of a brown color thousands of miles away across the seas?
Can I?
Why would you want them to be that purveyor? Why? That makes zero sense to me.
And
also, why would you want them to teach your children?
Well,
but
speaking
we're not
going
to talk about school.
No,
but
I want to
anyway,
say real quick.
Just saying.
Like, I, you know, throughout the years, and it's the true thing is that you learn whether you're going into education or any kind of thing dealing with kids. They tell you in college that they will tell you they will always go with the kid, which is bull crap, because there's kids out there that know that and will say shit because they don't like you. Okay. Not that you did anything, but they don't like you.
No schools.
I know, but I'm just it fits in with what you're saying.
I hear
so
what
a completely
saying.
Innocent teacher
saying,
can be accused of something that they
okay.
didn't do. Just because the system says that kids are always right, and that's bullshit. Kids are manipulative. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
How many?
I have one more. That's what she said. So let's go through this really quickly.
Let's do that, and then we will take a break after this news story. Okay.
So the last one is about poker.
Oh,
yes.
So it
says, U.S. calls online poker sites a global Ponzi scheme. Ponzi scheme. I said it right the first time. Oh, my God. I'm drunk. Drunk on liberty. And Michelob Ultra, apparently.
It's great.
Sorry.
I love your voice.
I can't talk right. Anyways, basically, do you want to just kind of address this a little bit? You're more the poker person.
I can't remember exactly who the players were. I know it's that Jesus dude.
Jesus and the professor.
Oh, Howard Letter and Jesus Chris Ferguson.
Yep.
That's a little crazy. I know it's only an accusation, but if it's true, that's fucking crazy. I'm a little pissed off if that's totally
okay,
true.
Okay, so tell what's true. I mean, tell what could be true.
Oh, the accusation is that Full Tilt Poker, which was created by Jesus and
the professor,
they were siphoning off money from all the players that were registered on Full Tilt Poker, which I happen to have been one of those players. I just assumed that I lost my money that I had left on there when the government shut all the sites down. I lost all my money on different sites, too. I had a lot more money on other sites.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that much on Full Tilt. But, yeah, it's just a little weird because both of those guys, they have some World Series bracelets, and I'm wondering if they use that money that they siphon to play in those tournaments, because it costs a lot of money to play in those tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may be good and you can win your bracelet, but you got to front your own damn money to pay to buy into that, you know? And that's really shady and shitty, and I really like Jesus. I wasn't a big fan of Howard Letter, but I was a pretty big fan of Chris Ferguson. Jesus.
Yeah, it says
I hope it's...
We're looking to see if they ripped off their clients, is what it's basically saying.
Yeah, I hope it's not real. I hope it's just an accusation, which it could be, because it's coming from the state. And
yeah,
that's true. I don't believe much from the state. Maybe they're trying to save face for shutting them down.
That could be
so they
want to
be like, this is why we shut it down, because your favorite poker player is trying to siphon all your money away from you. So we're saving your ass. Here's the government. We're helping you. So I don't believe it fully. I mean, I need more, you know.
You would almost need them to come out and say
it.
Yeah,
I don't know. So
even then, they could be paid off to say it. So
right.
Who knows?
But still, it is big. It's a big accusation, and it would really be a detriment if it's true. But I don't I don't want to believe it. That's all. So
that's why I don't play poker. I don't need to worry about this crap.
Well, I'm going to play tomorrow night.
Okay, so let's take our break.
Yeah.
And our first song is, and
you
both
tell.
Songs are picked by me.
Yep,
the tonight. First song is from Avenged Sevenfold, and it's called Backcountry.
Is that all you want to say about it?
Oh, of course.
All right, here we go. We'll be back, bitches.
Yeah.
are Drunk on Liberty, and we are back from our
break. We are back, bitches.
We hope you enjoyed our Bad Country from Avenged Sevenfold song. I think Ryan's going to talk about
Nicolas
Cage, actually.
Mm. Oh, shit. I'm sure people have heard about it. But yeah, some crazy shit. Apparently, Nicolas Cage is a vampire.
What?
Yeah. We have a link to this on our webpage. If you go to drunkonliberty.com and to the links tab, we have linked to it. But there's this picture, and it's from the Civil War era. It looks exactly like Nicolas Cage. And so all these people are saying, is Nicolas Cage a vampire? Like, I don't think that, obviously, of course, but it is a little weird.
It's a little creepy.
They put his actual picture next to this picture from the Civil War era, and they look very much alike. Except the Civil War era picture has a mustachio. And
like
he doesn't
Mexicans?
Have one. Whoa. Okay.
It looks like a Mexican stash, though.
Yeah, it does, kind of.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But they're both wearing bow ties. Both pictures are. Yeah,
I like
bow
ties. You need to get bow ties.
I have a bow tie.
Not that bow tie.
I do have a bow tie. It's the same as any other bow tie.
Then I want you to wear it with a dress shirt.
Oh yeah, I usually wear that with no shirt.
Not for me, apparently. So what are you wearing that for?
Whatever. Okay. That's all I had for the Nicolas Cage. You can just go to our site and you can see the picture. It's linked there very easily.
So what about this commercial that I heard you talking about earlier?
Yeah.
To me.
Well, I have seen this a while back and had forgotten about it. But it's from, this specific one is from 1982. I think it started in the late 70s. And then
you were one when it came out.
Yeah, but it started in the late 70s and went into the early 80s until the whole AIDS breakout, which was somewhat early 80s, I think, is when it first started.
Yeah, I believe so. I'll look that up,
but it's this AIDS diet candy, and it's a commercial from 1982. I'm just going to play it. It's fairly short. Here we go.
I've tried fad diets, powders, pills. Still, my weight's been up and down like a yo-yo until the AIDS plan taught me how to take off weight and help keep it off.
AIDS may taste like a candy, but AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy, and there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off. To help keep it off, when I sometimes want things loaded with calories, AIDS helps put me in control.
Let the AIDS plan teach you how to take off weight and help keep it off. Try peanut butter AIDS.
Yeah, try peanut butter AIDS. I don't know. I just found it funny.
Apparently, AIDS came out in the 80s, so...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So that must have been earlier than 80s. When was that commercial?
I said late 70s, and then it went into the early 80s. It stopped once AIDS came out.
Okay, so yeah, then the real AIDS virus came out.
That specific commercial was from 1982.
Okay, so it must have been right after that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's funny. That was funny, though.
I had heard about it before, but I just got reminded of it the other day. I think it was on Adam Carolla's podcast, so that's what reminded me of it. But
oh, jeez.
Anyway. So, well... I don't know. I had this article. It's from LouRockwell.com. It's called Left on Red. It's by Eric Peters. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm belching like crazy. I'm just going to read the whole article. I really liked it.
Go for it.
Here we go. Well, why not? If the way is obviously clear in both directions, if it's obviously safe to enter the intersection, make your turn and proceed. Why not proceed? Because of the law. It is usually illegal to make a left turn on red. Sometimes a right turn, too. But why is it illegal? Because the law assumes a very low standard of competence and applies it generally. Oh, that's your favorite word. Generally. If you think about it, this least common demonstra... Oh, man. I can't talk. I can't say that word.
Spell it. I'm just kidding.
Demonstratorism is another form of collectivism. The individual, his merits, his skill, his initiative, and judgment, all irrelevant. You can literally be Dale Earnhardt Jr. or Danica Patrick, a superbly skilled and scrupulously conscientious driver whose actions were impeccably safe. And still, you will receive a ticket. And all that goes with it, including the smear of unsafe driving. If you are caught ignoring a red light, ignoring the law, and using your own eyes and skill and judgment instead, you are expected, required, to sit like one of Pavlov's dogs, not merely awaiting the green signal, but, and this is key, paying no attention whatsoever to the flow of traffic in the lanes you are hoping to cross. You are not encouraged to monitor the situation, to use your own eyes to see whether traffic's coming. Just wait for the light. Good doggy. What's wanted are three things: docility, passivity, and most of all, obedience. These are the true underlying principles of American traffic law, not safety. If this were not the case, then good drivers who, for a good reason, ignore pointless traffic signals, the classic example being an endless red light at an obviously empty intersection where it's clear to all there's no other traffic around for miles, would not have to fret the possibility that while no traffic is present, there might be a cop hiding in the bushes, patiently waiting for some not fully conditioned individual to use his senses and exercise judgment rather than demonstrate blind obedience to the law. When this individual goes to court, the question at issue will never be whether his actions were safe, whether it was reasonable to ignore the traffic signal and proceed. The accused could literally provide a video of the entire incident that clearly showed no danger to anyone, that he exercised the appropriate caution before proceeding, that at no time was he in any way putting himself or any other motorist in danger. None of that matters. Only the law and mindless, literally mindless, unquestioning obedience matters. In fact, the worst possible sin, in the eyes of the system, one can commit these days is to use one's mind to question and to act accordingly, based on reasoned judgment. This subtle conditioning has had a widespread soporific effect, a dulling of the American spirit. One sees the results not just on the road, but everywhere. People, most people, just do as they are told. They almost never ask why anymore. Few think. Even fewer act based on their thinking. They just shuffle along in a kind of stupor. It is why driving has become such a depressing and aggravating experience. People are no longer expected to pay attention to anything except the law. Not to conditions, not to the traffic around or behind them. Just wait for the light. And more subtly, do as you're told. This reflects the mindset of modern America and an American people that is much more like the Weimar era of the Germans or the Soviets people than it would probably like to believe. A people that is reflexively differential to authority. Examples: TSA groping, scanning, random checkpoints, etc. That not only does not question, but gets its back up at those few who do question. Or worse, who disobey. Consider what the typical American would probably say in response to this column. Why is he encouraging people to break the law? Does he want to legalize drunk driving too? And yet, it was once, a long time ago, precisely the opposite quality that defined Americans. They were individuals, and they questioned. Our culture and society, once upon a time, encouraged them to question. If something did not make sense, it was ignored, and even ridiculed. People who thumbed their noses at stupid, tyrannical laws and those enforcing them were admired. Today, you are expected to submit and obey regardless. It is the law, period. But unlike Orwell's 1984, the populace is not kept in check by overt force. Instead, as in Huxley's Brave New World, the populace has been infantilized and is kept perpetually distracted by idiot games and gadgets. I would call that the politics and such. There is also soma for those who think too much in the form of various antidepressants, and so forth. In the book, nonconformists and free thinkers were exiled to an island, isolated spots around the world where they were finally left in peace to do as they wished. That may be the best we can hope for. Those of us who, for whatever reason, haven't been effectively conditioned to automatically submit and obey, who dare to think and act accordingly, I suppose it's better than the lethal chamber referenced by Huxley's world controller, Mustafa Mond, and much more so than Orwell's Room 101.
Ooh, that was a long article.
It wasn't very long.
In my mind, it was long.
That's because you're drunk on liberty. But I like that article. It was awesome. I love articles talking about
and
the
obedience.
And
where can people find this article?
LouRockwell.com.
Okay, so if they wanted to read it, actually.
We have linked to LouRockwell.com on our links page on DrunkOnLiberty.com.
Yeah, they have a lot of good articles on
there. This was from today, and it's just called Left on Red. It's really good. I love it when they talk about obedience. I love it when anybody talks about the obedience. That's what I like to talk about. If people would just stop obeying the government, stop paying them, how would they keep what's going on, keep it going on? How would they bomb brown people if you're not paying them the money to do it?
Yeah.
How would they... they would have to resort to their ultimate thing that they like to resort to, which is force and violence, hardcore. If you just said, no, I'm not going to your cage because I'm holding a plant in my pocket. No, I'm growing whatever, or I'm holding whatever chemical, whatever. I'm driving too fast for what you say. Why are you the purveyor? Why are you the purveyor of how fast I can go? What gives you that authority? Where does that authority come from?
Yeah. How come some states don't even have a speed limit?
Certain people will say that their authority, the government's authority, comes from the people. But then I question, if it comes from the people, and it's an authority to bust into people's homes and steal their property or money, or steal their home if they don't pay a certain amount, those people that you say they get their authority from don't have that authority. Your neighbor can't bust into your home and steal your property. No. They don't have that right. So how can they give that right to this group called government? Where does that come from? How does it jump? It's magic. It's clearly magic. Where does that... It does not exist. You don't have the right to come and steal from me. But somehow you have the right to vote for people to come and steal from me.
How can
you give that right to people when you don't have that right?
Yep.
So where does it come from? It doesn't come from the people. It magically appears. And now they're a government and they have that right. That's all I have to say about that. Did I have anything else? No, that was my last one.
So,
once again, I want to challenge Wheels Off Liberty. I know I did it earlier, but I didn't really formally do it. Here is my formal challenge. Wheels off Liberty. I challenge you to a drinking a beer contest. We have planned an episode that is completely to Century Club.
Oh, yeah, I can do it. I've done it.
Yep. So have I a few times. I will easily do it, I'm sure. But the whole episode is just going to be us. For those that don't know what Century Club is.
Sorry, yes. Please
tell them. It's 100 shots of beer, and you take each shot at every minute interval.
So 100 minutes.
So 100 minutes, 100 shots.
And you think, oh, that's not bad. It's a beer. Yeah, but it takes me forever to get drunk. that's what I thought the first time I did it. And then literally at shot 75, I'm bending over the counter, like holding my stomach, like, oh my God, I can't make it. And Ryan J is like, Sarah, you can do it. You got 25 more. And I thought, I'm like, 25 more? Are you freaking kidding me? Like, what? I did it. Let me tell you, I took that last shot. I took it down. I swallowed it. And then I threw up. But I made it. I did make it. It literally went down. It did go down my throat, so it counts. And then I had to go throw up. You do not realize when you drink beer that fast, it makes you fucking wasted. And your stomach hurts.
Yes.
Okay,
this
now
is
I'm
all true, though.
Yeah, it is true.
And so that's basically, I just want to challenge Wheels off Liberty.
I'm sure they could do it. They're probably going to say, we can do it, and we'll do shots of Jack Daniels.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about that. But actually, the last few episodes I've listened of their podcast, I don't know. They're having trouble getting the drink on.
Mm.
You know? I mean, all there is...
Are their age numbers getting up?
It's not even that. Like, one guy has kind of backed out of the podcast for a few episodes. So they have a new guy, and he's a very intelligent guy, but he doesn't drink ever on the show. And so the main guy is always drinking, but I don't know.
It can't just be him, though.
I don't think they would be any match for us. We pound the beers.
Even as a girl.
We pound the beers, and we have a girl on our team.
What?
We are a team? And
yes,
you're a girl.
I'm a girl. But okay,
I called
I'm
you a girl.
Girl.
Is that
girl.
Okay?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Did you have a problem with me calling you a girl?
For a second. But this is my problem with girl. Not because you call it. But because other people think that girls are weak. That's why. So like you're just like, oh, we even have a girl on our team.
Well, they haven't seen this girl drink and play Flippy Cup.
Oh, they have not. That's true. You need to see this
do
that.
Dominate.
Okay, so speaking of that, we're going to talk about cat periods.
Oh, what? Cat periods.
Yes. Okay. Wow. So the other day I was sitting on the couch and this just came to me. I was like, oh my God, cats do not have periods, nor do dogs. And why don't they? But why don't they? Like, and how can they have babies? Because I thought you had to have your period to be able to get pregnant.
Well, what else
to have your baby?
What else other than human women have periods?
You have a period, Ryan? What?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Like, I don't know. That's why it surprised me. Like, I guess I just assumed they had their period.
Do any other animals have periods?
Good
other
question.
Other than humans?
Maybe monkeys?
Do apes? Do monkeys?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe monkeys. I haven't researched it. I'll have to research this. But
whoa. Sarah Renee.
That was not me. I would claim
usually,
my burp.
Yeah, usually
I would
it
claim
is
it. That was not my
that
burp.
That was actually me that time. But
yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. I just thought, like, I thought you had to have a period to have a baby, but I guess that's just humans that have to have periods to have babies. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Apparently only humans have menstrual cycles, though. Is that?
That's what it says. Google says that. Mm-hmm. Only humans.
Have periods.
No apes, no nothing. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Apes don't even have periods.
That's
so
our fleshy bodysuit that our consciousness goes into. It has something to do with our mechanical bodies.
Which is weird because monkeys are so closely related, but I guess that's one part that we're not related to. So
they're not quite whatever we are. Whatever we're plugging into.
I wish something's I didn't have up. That. That's a gross section of the area.
I agree.
Not that I want to get. Not that I want to stop, because then that means.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Whoa! Nice rack.
What I'm saying. Not that I don't want to have my period, because then that means that something's happening there. But I'm saying I don't like to have it. Like, it's annoying and. Who wants to have to stick a tampon up there, you know, or even have... it's just gross. It's gross. Like, blood everywhere.
And okay. The show has hit a new low. I need that drop. There is a drop for that.
Anyways, so let's move on to the bitching segment. Things that we bitch about. You can go first because I just talked about cat periods.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about cat boners, too.
Oh, yeah, especially since Jay's not a boner.
Did we tell them about Jay?
Jay sometimes randomly... He's
well, did we tell them who Jay okay. is?
Jay is a little orange cat. He's not a little. He's kind of long. But...
He's a big boy.
He's a big cat. Apparently, the other day, someone thought it was a dog, but it's really a cat. Anyways, he's not fat. He's just very big. Like, he's long and has long legs. And he's there just
is,
a long cat.
There is a picture of him on our website at drunkonliberty.com.
Yeah. It's the picture it's you have on the, under Ryan J.
Yes,
yeah.
The about yes, page.
That's his Ryan sexy. J. That's his Playboy Kitty picture. He's yeah. like, hey, ladies, he come get me.
Mm-hmm. He was looking for some ladies that night.
He was
night.
In some ladies.
He posed.
He found a lady at the house, though. The black and white one. She's not that cute. We yes. need to find
he
her.
Has, he has found a lady, and he's very excited.
Cute. He's very excited about her, apparently, because tonight he had
jumping
a boner.
Jumping at the windows.
I'm saying we got to find... She's not that cute, Ryan J. We need to find him a cuter one.
She isn't cute.
Yeah, we got to find him a cuter one. But anyways, so...
There's a calico that comes around, too, but really? I think it's a boy.
No, most calicos are girls, though.
No, he's been watching
most
a calico. I saw a calico the other day.
Are girls, though. Anyways, continue on.
I had a calico.
Continue.
okay. Boners. Cat boners.
They are hilarious. So, like,
they're like
Ryan,
cones.
They are like little cones.
Orange cone. You know the orange cones.
Yeah, but
the,
only
on
way
street.
Tinier.
Well,
and
yeah, but
he'll,
that's
he'll
the
be
shape.
Laying on the floor just, like, licking himself, so you think he's, like, cleaning himself. But then you look, and you see this little pink lipstick thing coming out of his little area.
Do you like anal?
Not his anal area, his little genital area. And... He's licking it, and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, he has a boner. And it is hilarious. Like, I've never seen a cat boner before, but they're really little. But I guess for a girl, it's probably big, unless Jay's really not that big. But
well, they're big on the female cats. They apparently, what I heard, they really hurt. And that's why cats are so, like, as they're, you know, banging. That's what they do. Have you ever seen cats bang?
No.
Yeah, they fucking, like, dig their claws and they
yeah.
go...
As
they go. Because the male cats put that cone fucking boner penis into their tiny little vagines. And it hurts. But they want it so bad. The females, they know what they want, but they...
Don't care, I guess.
They just take it, but they know it hurts.
Well, like, anyways...
I don't know, it's weird.
Boners on cats are hilarious. I've seen dog boners.
I like rape.
Oh, my God. Yeah, look at this. I do not like rape.
I'm talking about the cats.
Apparently cats like it, I guess. But
sometimes people just do anal sex first.
Oh, my God. I mean, I've seen dog boners before. You know, they look like little lipsticks.
Well,
like, they look like lipstick cases.
Right.
Where you spread.
But
like,
they look more penis sort of shape. They're sort of...
closer to human form.
Well, I'm just saying more.
But cats are not. They
that's
really
what I'm
do
it's
look
a
weird.
Corn.
They're pointy.
It's a cone. Not a corn.
Jay,
cone.
You need to do something about that. But anyways, that was cat
you'd
boners.
Absolutely love it.
And that's why I was just curious when I saw Jay's boner. Well, like that sounded weird.
Damn, you're very sexy.
That's what you said.
No, I did not say that when I saw Jay's
you said,
boner.
You said.
Well, if you're going to have sex, it might as well be with me.
That's what you said?
No, That's wrong, Ryan. I'm mad right now. Let's say that
go
shit.
Oh, calm down.
But anyways, so...
I found these good drops by Chris Hansen.
He... I just made me think, like, do cats have periods? Because that just made me think, like, well, women have to have those. And so,
right,
yeah, cats don't, apparently. So if you didn't know that, now you know. So let's go into the bitching segment, because that just got a little weird. You can go first, Ryan. You can go first.
It always gets a little weird.
It always does. So let's
here
move
on
away
Drunk
from
on
it.
Liberty. When you get drunk on Liberty, it's always
weird. You get
weird.
You get a little weird. Anyways.
I think we're much better this episode than episode two, though. That's for sure.
Probably.
Episode two, we were
That was
bad.
Weird. Anyways, Ryan, what would you like to bitch about?
I just want to say don't. If you're going to listen to us and this is your first time listening, so you're downloading the newest episode, which would be this episode, there's no reason to go back and listen to episode two. Maybe one, just to hear our first one. You know, it wasn't that bad, but you can just
skip two, go skip to three, two. Do four.
Skip
okay.
two. There's two is horribly annoying, I feel, anyways. Maybe you'll feel different. Whatever.
All right.
Okay. What are we doing?
It's your person. Bitching. What's your bitching thing about? It's our bitching segment. We do it every time. What are you going to bitch about this time?
I want to bitch about people, and usually the people are cops. Well, there's people too, but that subscribe to this idea. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Seriously, how are you supposed to know all the laws on the books? I don't know if people really understand this. There are so many laws on the books. It's impossible.
I agree.
It's impossible to know them all. The police who are telling you this, who say to you, ignorance of the law is no excuse, don't know all the goddamn laws. When you ask if you really truly stand up for your rights when a police officer is pulling you over or whatever the hell he's doing and you're talking to him and you actually stand up for your rights and ask them questions like, am I breaking the law? Can you show me that law? Whatever. They will never show you anything. They're not, because they don't know. They're just going to claim, yes, you're breaking this law or whatever. They don't know. They don't know the law. It's impossible. And why would you even expect them to know the law? Especially when, I mean, I've heard this. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that it would take like three lifetimes to read all the laws, the federal laws and all the state laws, all the laws on the books, to read them. And did you know that there is a law in Arizona where...
Oh, the masturbating one? Dildo one?
Dildo.
Yeah.
You can't have more than like two or three dildos in a household.
I'm breaking that law, people.
I'm just saying. But they don't enforce that. So it's up to the police officer to pick and choose, apparently, what laws they want to enforce. So why don't they enforce that one? But why do they enforce the whole, you know, you got a wrong plant in your pocket or whatever? Like, what? It makes zero sense. I don't know.
I completely agree with you. Yeah, I do.
I don't bitch about the law in general. I don't even care. The ignorance of the law is no excuse. Just the law. Like, mm-hmm. It's the
bullshit.
Law. All the law is opinion. Opinions from politicians that they've gotten passed. It's their opinions on how to rule you, how on what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Why does their opinion matter?
Yep.
Why do you have to follow their opinion?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in law. I mean, if there was no law against murder, would you go out and murder?
No.
If there was no law against heroin, would you go shoot up a heroin tomorrow?
No.
Exactly. Neither would I. So that's not what's stopping it. And there is laws against murder and heroin. Do people still murder and do heroin?
Oh, yeah.
So what's the point of the law?
There is no point.
It's not stopping people from doing what it's claiming to stop people from doing. And if it wasn't there, most people who have a clear mind and an understanding of what's going on are not going to do whatever it is the law is against if there was no law against it. As long as it's not hurting, you know, people don't want to hurt people. People don't like violence.
I know. I completely agree.
The government is the one that commits violence. they are constantly using violence. That's the only thing they know how to use. It's the only thing they do use. Yep.
They don't care about you. They only care about enforcing their laws that don't even make sense half the time.
They do what they want.
Yep.
They,
as long as you're paying your taxes, they're going to do what they want.
And the cops, what it says on their cars says to serve and protect. It should say underneath that the state or the government or ourselves. That's all they're serving and protecting.
Oh, yeah.
We pay them to do their job, but they aren't employees. They don't act like employees. They harass us.
No.
They aggress against us. They would throw us in cages.
Would you want to buy something or use a product of off someone of a company that they, when you go to buy their product, they treat you like crap and push you against the ground and assault you? Of course you wouldn't. So then why would we want to, with our tax dollars, pay for the service called the police to serve and protect us when they treat us like crap?
What if
that's stupid?
You went to Walmart and they forced you to pay them money for going in there for something that you didn't want.
If
you didn't pay them, they would throw you into a cage.
That's exactly what the government is.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all
they steal money
silly.
From me for shit that I don't necessarily want. Certain things I do want, but I do understand that there are alternatives if they would not have a stronghold monopoly on everything. If they would get out, then shit would be provided, you know? So.
Yeah.
I don't want to be forced to pay for that. I don't want that. I don't want their services. They call them services. I don't see how that's a service.
It's not. That's why.
If I don't pay for it, they're going to throw me in a cage? What? I'm not even using your service. If I don't pay you my property taxes for children that I don't have going to a school, you're going to throw me into a cage? I don't want your damn service of the school. I don't have children. Makes no sense.
Makes. And even if you did have children, some people have kids, but their kids aren't even old enough to be in school, so why should they be paying?
People should pay for what the fuck they want. That's how the free market economy works. That's how real life works. You pay for what the fuck you want. That's it. And what you use. I don't know.
So, can I talk about my bitching?
Please do.
Okay. My bitching isn't on your kind of category-ish. Mine's just, I hate when...
Hate is a strong word.
No, and you'll agree with this. I hate when you're hungry for something and you do not have access to it. For instance, right now I'm hungry for onion rings.
I do not
have onion rings in my area. So it makes me hate it because I'm so hungry for them.
I think you did this last episode when
you were hungry for
nachos with cheese.
Oh, I think I did.
Yes, you did. Now you remember.
Apparently I like food, but I'm really not that fat. I just like food. And so right now I hate when I'm hungry for them that I cannot have. And right now I'm hungry for onion rings and I cannot have them unless I go down to Arby's, which is kind of close. Maybe I will.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me of
something. Oh, my gosh. I want Arby's now so bad. Their seasoned fries are so good.
That reminds me of something I want to mention. We are drunk on Liberty, which means every time we're doing an episode, we are drunk on Liberty and other things. But we do not have beer bellies.
Oh, no, I don't.
Neither one of us.
I'm pretty average for a girl my age.
What's that mean?
Like, I'm average size for a girl. Like, I'm not over, not big, and I'm not little.
You're average.
I'm short, but I'm saying, like, belly-wise. I'm not big. I don't have abs.
Belly-wise.
But I'm not fat, but I don't have abs. Well, I'm in between.
Yeah, and chicks don't need six-packs either.
No.
Anyways.
But I have a belly button ring, so that means I can expose it, and it'd be cool. And I wear a two-piece bathing suit, so that means I have a nice enough body to be able to wear those. If that's the description.
I'm just saying, I was just wondering if people thinking, because we're just always, we're drunk on Liberty every time. Maybe
this is where I get my calories from.
We're these fat slobs sitting here doing this recording.
You work out. Not so much me. It's too hot right now to work out for me.
Well, we live in the desert, but... Wow, that was...
Sorry, I wanted to do that. Just
that was
bring
definitely
it back.
Sarah Renee.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Okay. Oh, that was better than mine. Usually, yeah,
that
mine
was Ryan
good.
J beating out Sarah Renee.
Yes, unusual.
That doesn't usually happen because
yes,
Sarah Renee is the
beast.
Belch.
I'm a beast when it comes with burping.
Seriously, wait. Let me play this.
Would somebody please drag that fish back to the ocean?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. I didn't know what
that's
it was.
That's like when I burp. That's what you want to say to me. Like, go back to the ocean because you smell so bad with that burp. But anyways, I think it's about survey time. It's about that time.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
I know. We're kind of short right now.
Okay.
We don't have any more. We don't have any more show prep.
We
have run out of show prep.
Because we're just so awesome. We got through.
Well,
and
that's not awesome. It means that we weren't talking enough. We weren't episode two enough.
Well, we didn't say we liked episode two, so we probably should stick to this and just go into our survey.
Well, I don't know if I mentioned. Did I already mention that we had a few more listeners this time? Did I mention that? Okay.
Pass it on. Pass it on to people.
Well, yeah, please. If you actually like us, if we sound decent enough.
Or if we make you laugh, whatever. That's what we're here for.
I don't think we're as funny as Wheels Off Liberty, but we will definitely outdrink them anytime, anywhere.
I know, I'm a girl.
And
I'm a pretty good drinker.
I hope to make it to Porkfest next year. And if we do, and if Wheels Off Liberty is there, we will drink them under the table.
It depends on what it is. Liquor?
No.
Beer, yes.
I've already
I know,
said
but they might try to convince us, and you're easily convinced.
No, I will not. I will not be convinced to do Jack. I will bow down to them as the Jack holders.
All right.
I said, specifically, beer for beer, we will outdrink their asses.
Okay.
Easily.
Ran on. Okay. All right, go ahead, Ryan. Let's do this.
All right, you ready for me to give this to you?
Of course, always. In the mouth.
Last call. Last call for alcohol. Ladies, if you're not drunk yet, you better hurry, because that guy's not getting any hotter.
Well, I guess so. Here we go. Are you ready?
I've been ready.
How long you been ready?
For the last 5 minutes.
I'm getting low on beer.
I'm done, so let's go because I'm done.
Okay. How often are you game to try different sex positions? There are three
options. Go.
Options. Sometimes, but you'd love to do more. Nightly, you love switching it up. And rarely, you prefer the tried and true.
A.
Sometimes, but you'd love to do more.
Hey.
Here we go. The biggest thing I focus on while having sex with a new guy is making sure I'm pleasing him. Getting and giving pleasure. Hoping I don't look flabby. This is having sex with a new guy. What new guy are you having sex with?
Oh, my God.
Ah! Okay.
It'd
answer the
a.
question. Making sure I'm pleasing him?
Yeah.
We need, like, background music during
dun,
this.
Dun, dun,
porn.
I can
porn
sing.
Music.
I can sing while you're...
You want me to find some porn? I have
no.
some.
No, let's just... For now, we can play that for the next one. Let's just go through this one.
No. You just keep talking for a second.
Oh, my God.
Just do it.
So
you got something to talk about. What happened to you today?
Nothing happened to me today.
Nothing happened today?
No.
You had nothing happen today. I thought you had something happen trying to go home and such.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to go home for a wedding in November. And so my mom was like, I'll get you the ticket. You can just pay for it. Give me a, you know, a check or whatever. So my mom gets me the ticket. But then when they send me the email, it's the wrong time. The flight's the wrong time. So I call my mom. I'm like, Mom, I thought you said you were going to be this flight for this time. And she was like, I did. And I was like, well, that's not what the receipt says. And she's like, well, forward me the receipt. So I forward it to her. So then she calls back the airline company. And there's this whole mess. But eventually she got it refunded. And I got my right flight. But there was a little bit of a drama today.
Sounds good to me. All right.
Well, here we go. Let's go to the next question.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy do you feel about your bod when you're knocking boots?
Oh, my God.
The first answer is 4 at best. Thank God for duvet covers and blackout shades. Second one is 10. Always. 2 points for your boobs, 2 for your tummy, 1 for tush, dot, dot, dot.
Whatever, continue.
Next one is 6 on a so-so night, 8 on a hot one.
6.
Wait, what?
Whatever the last one was.
Last one. Okay. Next. Your guy isn't quite hitting your hot buttons right.
You mean the G-spot?
Whatever. When does that happen? You stay still and pretend you're enjoying yourself, okay, so he doesn't get offended. Or edge your body a little to the left or right so he has a better chance of finding your sweet spot. Or gently guide him with your hands exactly where you want him to go.
A, B, C.
Wow. You gave every answer in one.
All of the above, no. C.
Gently guide him with your hands exactly where you want him to go.
Of course, I want to tell him what I want.
I need a beer. I need a beer.
Continue to have a beer, baby.
Does your mind ever wander to mundane things during sex?
What does that mean?
Occasionally. I'm hungry, or yoga lesson tonight.
Okay.
Flashes through your brain. Second, what? No, I'm reading. That was the first answer.
Oh, okay.
Second answer, nope. You're always immersed in the body melding moment. Third, actually, that's when you do some of your best thinking.
B.
You're always immersed in the body melding moment.
Yeah, I only bought that shit.
Here we go. Next. Do you ever spend solo time pleasuring yourself? First answer, never. That's his job. Second. Damn straight. You'll also get hands-on in front of your man. Third. Sometimes your digits will wander when you're super horny. That's one word. Super horny. Super horny.
C.
Like horny anarchist. Next. Mid-sex session with a new guy. New guys again. Jeez.
Just take it out.
You get the sense that he's not into it. What do you do? Wonder if you did anything wrong and hope he'll snap out of it soon. Second. Initiate a hotter position. If it doesn't fly, it doesn't mean you're a lousy lay. Third. Flip out. Obviously, you're horizontally challenged.
A. So,
wonder if you did anything wrong and hope he'll snap out of it soon.
Sure, that works. Like I said, I'm not paying attention to that question really. It doesn't apply to me.
Your idea of giving your man a sexy surprise for his birthday is... First one's long.
Okay.
Sporting a whipped cream bra and lustily saying that for each candle he blows out on his cake, you'll spring a brand spanking new Cosmo move on him. Second, treating him to a sensual massage. Third, a homemade dinner and new DVDs. Hey, they are R-rated.
What I really did or what I would want to do?
Your idea of giving your man a sexy surprise.
A, I guess, would be like what I'd want to do if you wanted to be
sporting
sexy.
A whipped cream bra and lustily saying that...
Brian, we have whipped cream tonight? I'm just kidding.
It's not my birthday.
Ah.
What was that? Here we go. Do you ever initiate sex? Once in a while, but the majority of the time he pounces first. Second, nah. You always wait for him to roll on top of you and start the action. Or third, so often, your nickname is Randy.
A, I guess. A.
Your nickname is not Randy?
No.
What kind of sounds do you typically make in the bed? Oh, there was one. First, depends on the dude. If you are comfortable with him, you may let loose. Second, you stay quiet. Save the occasional sigh just to let him know you aren't asleep. Third, you're always very, vocal.
What was B?
You stay quiet. Save the occasional sigh just to let him know you aren't asleep.
None of them apply to me. What would you think?
First one is, if you're comfortable with him, you may let loose.
That'd be the closest one, I guess. So I guess A. That'd be the closest one.
Okay. You are done. Vixen on the Verge.
Ooh,
I like the double V's there.
There's a VV.
Now let me read it. Vixen on the Verge. You're on your way to being a sheet-twisting maven.
Ooh.
But you still have a few more bedroom hurdles to hop. Most women fall into this middle category, says Logan Levkoff, a sex educator and sexologist in New York City. You feel pretty confident about your body and are fairly open to exploring new positions, but self-consciousness often sinks in when you're with a new guy or when it comes to asking for what you want in detail. And though you occasionally get horny enough to push your own buttons, you need to make more of an erotic effort. How to hone your sack skills. Stop pushing your needs to the side and start being more creative. Sure, you know how to get your guy to pleasure you, but start doing it more often and explicitly. I said that wrong. Many women worry that being really demonstrative with their men will backfire. But if you give him helpful input, i.e., I'd really love it if you did this, and guide him or illustrate with your own hand, both of you will benefit, says Bonnie Aker Wheel, PhD, psychotherapist in New York City and author of Makeup, Don't Break Up. Another way to increase your mattress mojo, mix up your sexual repertoire. You may be game to try new positions or moves, but you often wait for your guy to mention it first, says Will. The more you experiment, the more you'll open yourself up to bigger, better orgasms.
Oh, God. I don't know what that does.
And that's that.
Do you like anal? Sometimes people just do anal sex first.
No?
No. My God, you're crazy.
Yep, I knew it. You're a horny little 13-year-old girl.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not 13.
Well.
I had 12 to that number.
I guess.
Well.
Was that all we had?
Yeah, that was our last segment. So, apparently I'm a vixen. That's pretty sweet.
Well, shit happens. Let me just end that music.
Shit happens.
I don't know.
I'm a vixen.
Yes.
Shit happens, Sarah. Shit happens. Well, it wasn't.
I wasn't paying attention to trying to fix the music.
Whatever. But typically, I think most girls will agree, they like the guys to make the first moves and a lot of stuff. So it's just tradition. I'm old fashioned. What can I say?
Where did that come from?
Because that's what it was basically saying. You let the guy
I'm
do
just
a
saying,
bit.
Where is tradition even come from anyway?
Just from what's happening in the
people call
past.
Marriage tradition. I don't believe in marriage. I don't believe in state marriage anyway.
But what I'm saying is that I just believe that through my experience, and I don't want to ever be that girl that's like, oh my God, she keeps calling me. She keeps texting me. She's by me. I'd rather the guy be the one talking to me first and, you know, approaching me first than me approaching
him. I don't even understand
them.
how that would even happen. I live with you.
What? I'm saying
I know.
No, I'm not talking about
calm
us
down.
Now. I'm talking about
calm
girls
down.
And guys in general. We're past that point. My God.
She needs to calm down.
We're past that point. I'm saying, in like when a relationship starts, like I'm not going to be that girl that's going to call you and text you. Like I'm going to wait for you to do that shit to me first. That's just how I am.
I hear you.
I still don't text you first. You always text me first. Did you notice that?
I don't know.
Unless there's something I need to ask you, then I text you. But most of the time, you text me first. Okay.
Well,
that was the show.
I guess we're about done. Let me let them know where they can find us again.
Okay, go ahead.
You can find us on drunkonliberty.com. We have a G+ account, Google+. We are just first name Drunk, second last name on Liberty, two words. We are on Twitter, Drunk on Liberty. You can find us there. Follow us, please. We're on Podomatic, but you can get there just straight from our website, drunkonliberty.com.
I think that's about it.
Am I missing anything?
Nope, I think that's it. But we need to introduce our ending song.
Yeah, I know. I was going to throw that to you, but I wanted to make sure we got our... if you want to email us right now, it's our email is drunkonliberty@gmail.com. I'm working on trying to get an email through the website, so you'd be able to just email us, and it'll probably be like show@drunkonliberty.com or whatever, but I don't have it set up yet. Should be set up by the next episode, hopefully. Yeah.
That's it.
I guess so.
So our last song is also my pick. Yes. This episode was my songs were the pick. And it is Incubus, Stellar. I really wanted Have You Ever, but I didn't have access to that right now. So
this is the acoustic.
Maybe next time. But this is the acoustic version of Stellar by Incubus.
All right. Ready?
Peace.
Peace out, bitches.
Meet me in outer space. We could spend the night, watch the earth come up. I've grown tired of that place. Won't you come with me? We could start again. How do you do it? Make me feel like I do. How do you do it? It's better than I ever knew. I need you to see this place. It might be the only way that I can show you how it feels to me inside. Do.